Texte numéro 55. Kids and junk food advertising. For years, health officials have warned that bombarding children with junk food commercials has contributed to childhood obesity. Food conglomerates, eager to fend off government regulation, have made various commitments to help fight the problem and promote fitness and healthier foods. A foundation, a non-profit group that focuses on healthcare issues, found that 50% of ad time on children's shows is devoted to food. Among the ads aimed at children and teenagers, 72% are for candy, snacks, sugary cereals, or fast food. According to it, only 4% of the ads are for dairy products and 1% for fruit juices. There are none for fruit or vegetables. Food and advertising executives said that the data in the Foundation's study is old and that the industry has made progress. "This is a good snapshot of 2005, said the Vice President for Health Policy at PepsiCo, who spoke on a panel. "But less than 1% of our marketing goes to children, and we are moving to advertise our healthier products." PepsiCo owns brands like Tropicana and Quaker. The Vice President of the Association of National Advertisers said companies have minimized the exposure of less nutritious products. "There have been changes in the marketplace over the past 18 months that included the introduction of new and reformulated products," he said, referring, for example, to products that are lower in calories, sodium or sugar, or that contain whole grains. Children in the 8 to 12 age group see more food ads than younger ones. Children aged 8 to 12 view more than 7,600 ads a year. Growing awareness of childhood obesity has galvanized health-related groups to press big food marketers to cut back on junk food advertising to children. Several groups have voiced concern, including the Academy of Pediatrics, which called for a ban on ads for junk food aimed at young children. Last December, 11 companies agreed to adopt rules to make healthier lifestyles the subject of at least 50% of all advertising aimed at children 12 and under, said the president of the National Advertising Review Council. The Federal Communications Commission also has a task force to examine the impact of the media on childhood obesity. Its members include PepsiCo and Walt Disney Co. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas, who helped form the task force, warned that obesity in children was such a grave problem that government regulations could be required if advertisers did not make noticeable changes. "We need to see some objective numbers," said the senator, a Republican presidential candidate. "We've got to see these obesity numbers go down." Adapted from the New York Times, March 2007.